All right, there we are. I might do it on the old Boomer Facebook vibe as well. Hey all, live on, what's it called? YouTube. Come hang, I guess. Not very cool with all of these all of these lingos and posts. I kind of want to just get somebody else to do it for me eventually. All right. Hey, everyone. I am just rocking a patch today. To answer your question there, Adrian, or Cosmic Sound Explorer, yes, I'm using Fall, and it's amazing, and I love it. It's so gorgeous. It is... I think it's like just the right sequencer, or I guess melody generator, to start off with understanding kind of how Norns works, which you've obviously been instrumental in. But let's actually pull the patch back and let's go through it a little bit. So what's currently playing now, once it decides to stop its echoes from Sea Lakes? All right. So that's what that noise source there, that's Norns. And it's essentially working as my backdrop for the entire patch. It's very quiet at the moment. Oh yeah, maybe I'll do this. There we are. I'm going to give it less leaves, so it's just a little bit less common for it to play new notes. But I spent this morning troubleshooting clouds, because that's been like my major issue module. It's been a right prick all morning, to be honest. And what's actually happening is outside of through Norns via USB into Crow, I am sequencing Just Friends, like a polyphonic module. Hello, Kathleen, how you doing? And from there, it's sending notes into Just Friends, and they're playing the exact same notes as what we're hearing right now. And it was kind of getting a bit annoying because it's doing the same notes, the same melody. So I ran it into clouds, and I'm just boosting it up in octaves and doing like some interesting sort of generative melody work, getting some different layers happening. Let's get our feedback on our echo up. Sounds quite pretty. I have like a full hour video of me this morning that I'm going to be releasing soon, of essentially me having a pretty solid argument with clouds just for being a prick. Yeah, it's a great module. It's also a really annoying module, to be honest. Yeah, cool. Up next, I have Q-Pass making some little cave plinky sounds. Ooh. Love this little... I can do so many little things, so many little playful sounds with this for tomorrow's yoga performance. Bit atonal. Kind of sounds like a water drum, if that makes any sense. A little bit like water drops, laser beams, I don't know. And then, you know, the other way around. I can have fun with it. Do sort of long modulation. Sounds like this. Then I have these two, which are really interesting. I just changed. Let's actually pull down the sound of Norns for a sec. This is to kind of like a left and right channel. I'm running numerous sound sources. Oh, thanks, Adrian. I am running numerous sound sources into Sisters and then kind of using it as like a filter crossfader. So to get this sound, I've got like plats just being noise modulated and sample and hold. And it's changing its model so fast that it's kind of creating like a drum sort of sound. And I can play around with that. I've got FM on it. Let's play with the octaves. And then even if I change literally where the preset like starting point is, like that's sick. And it's just like a random. So obviously that's not very relaxing, but once that's kind of in the background of everything else, could actually be kind of fine. Going to cycle through these again, find one that I like. Like that, whatever that is. Yeah, very, very much into that. I'm really glad that this is all working. That makes me so happy. It's like so much easier than I thought it was going to be. I know it feels slightly different than recording it and posting it up later. All right. What else do I have in this patch? I got... Whee! I got rings. Doing rings things. Just messaging the lovely Eldonna who hit me up for a chat. So this is rings. I mean, it's just the best sounding sound source in all of Modular. I don't care what anyone says. It's just so beautiful. Now, if I get rid of the sound that's going to, because we can still hear that glitching from the previous sound source. I also have a direct output of Just Friends as well, which I was planning on like heavily distorting, but I'll play it. But I don't know, part of me that thinks it's probably a little bit too abrasive for the show, so I'm just going to leave it as is and utilize it through like a reverb or something. So if I bring all of those sounds together from the beginning, let's bring them all back down to nothing, get rid of my feedback, start again. All right, let's go. So we got Norns. Very pretty, very relaxed. Bringing in the clouds version of Just Friends. Bringing in Q-Pass. Bringing in those two kind of glitchy noise sources. Yeah, I actually agree, Angry. I think that that's the kind of the reason why, yeah, I was going, it sounded like crickets. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Today, no, that was a terrible David Attenborough. Today we have the, I'm gonna avoid doing that on the stream. But yeah, I definitely love that weird cricket sound. I can shape the sound of the crickets as well. Like I can make them kind of go faster and quieter. Which is pretty cool, just to do some weird stuff like that in the performance. Okay. Great. Solid question there. iPlat. Wow, okay, all right. Yo, one second, I need to get these crickets to calm down. All right, calm down, fam. Yeah, so there's actually two things in the path that are causing that cassette-like sound. So I have the C-Legs module is currently on the cassette mode. And what that's doing is it's kind of giving it that white noise sound. And it's giving it a couple of those wobbles. So without... I'll turn my Fairfields off. So, and I'll turn the tape color off as well. So without any of the tape quality, we got this. Which is actually quite pretty. I haven't turned it off yet, so this is the first time. Yeah, damn, that's actually really nice. Okay, so on C-Legs, you got like just a noise source naturally, which is currently on set on tape hiss. Now, there's three different modes you can use, tape, bucket, brigade, and digi. I'm running it in the tape mode. And then there's a color switch here. And if I turn the color mode up, you'll actually hear it start getting a bunch of like tape artifacts. So it cuts the sound out a little bit, gives that like wow and flutter, like significantly more presence. It also kind of diffuses the white noise at the top of the mix a bit as well. And it also means if I have my feedback up, which I usually do, every single generation of that feedback just kind of gets a little bit more nasty, a bit dirtier, and just, yeah, a bit, just kind of fading into obscurity, which I really like. And then, if I then go to my Fairfield circuitry, my shallow water pedals, if I turn them both on, so this is kind of working a little bit like a filter, end of chain. So what I'll do is I'll turn up the strength of them, and then I'll turn up the rate so you can really hear what they're doing. So it mixes up all the way now on the Fairfields, and now. That sort of rumble. Those weird bending. Yeah, those weird bending sounds. Yeah, DIY shallow water. Yeah, just two shallow waters next to each other. I've heard rumors that they're going to release a stereo one, but I'll believe it when I see it. I feel like so many guitar pedal companies just don't understand how much of a market there are for synthesizers, synthesizer processing. And then here, underneath the microphone, is a Golden Master by Endorphins. I'm just using that as an end-of-chain process, like a mastering channel. Now, the best thing about this is the three modes. So if I can actually mute all the bands individually on this, and you can use this to kind of shape your mix from top to bottom. So if we just listen to the high end now by itself, I can EQ that accordingly. And then I can go into my mid side. I can make that mono in the high end, or I can push it really far out into the stereo. Then the mid-range one's the one that really gets me. So there's my mid-range. Now, in my EQ, boosted mid-range, cut mid-range. I'm personally going for a bit of a cut mid-range because I find that in modular, a lot of that sort of mid-range gets really overloaded because of how many delays and echoes and stuff are going on. So there, I can go to my mid-side then, and I can either boost that out in the stereo or I can make it mono. I'm going to put it just below 12 o'clock, so it's kind of like narrowing the field a little bit. Here's my bass. I'm actually going to make my bass more stereo than my mid-range. We'll see how that goes. EQ it. I like to have a lot of bass in my stuff just because there's, you know, not enough. In ambient, mid-range, low-end, all back together. And there, we've got like a full mix. We've got the compressor in the middle, threshold not being touched, threshold being enacted. Yeah, it's nice. It's a nice little end of series chain to tie me over until I finish building the one I'm planning. All right, let's add more in. For some reason, my rings is not just playing. There we are. I had like noise modulation on the panning. Where's that coming from? Ah, yeah. Okay, that's coming from my stages. All right, well, I have an LFO here for something. Okay, what to do next? I mean, I think it sounds nice. I'm just trying to get a workflow at the moment. Like, I've just got the I've got the vibe down. I just trying to find like the next step for me to like make it performable for tomorrow. So I'm gonna run. Okay, I got my Digitone. I've just added this back in because I did need some more sound sources. So I'm going to go in here to MIDI configuration. I'm going to go output, clock, needs to send. And I'm going to send that over to my mutant brain. It's currently the same tempo as the PAMS Pro workout. All right, and I'm working in all the black keys, basically. Cool. I am getting signal. That's good. So that means that what I'm going to do now is patch from my my run and clock output into PAM's probe, which is also going to clock my norns, which is good. Now that's plain, that all should all be clocking nicely between all of them. Alright, let's have a bit of a play with, let's run the digitone. Let's run the digitone into nearness, which is like a stereo consolidation module. And then, oh yeah. And then I might run that out into beats. The only issue with this is I don't know where my other sound sources are going yet. Like, I still have at the top here, I still have Morphogene and Mimeophone, which I'm going to be using for field recordings. This is a real bird's nest right here. I'm going to have to do a big cleanup of this patch, I think. I'm not usually one of those guys, but I think I'm going to have to be one of those guys this time. All right. Yep, I'm seeing that this light here on beads is turning on whenever I press a key, which means I'm getting noise. Now it's time to get sound out of beads. I appreciate that, Muck Duck. I'm just trying to work out where to plug this into now. There is just not enough stereo inputs on the performance mixer. I think I need to get a submixer. And I think it's probably going to have to go where the data is. Right, let's turn down the rest of these sounds so I can actually hear what the hell's happening. Too many things going on. Digitone's the best. Digitone is the best. I don't care what anyone says. All right. Let's get a little sequence going on in the digitone. I'm just going to record that in, I think. Turn my scale down to, let's do like a 3/4, so it's kind of a little bit more. Yeah. Digitone is just unreal. Let's just record in a random little melody. Let other stuff play so I can kind of work off it. Alright. Okay, I didn't set enough pages for myself, so I'm going to set more pages. Let's go with, there we go. Let's extend that out to 64 steps. Let's just have a little jam and record it all in. I'm working in D sharp minor, all the black keys. I mean, you can't really screw that up. I think that's enough. That's two different lines. Turn down my my norns. Let's just have a good listen to God. Electron, you are missing out on the most seriously nerdy market. Just make electron devices in URAC form. Seriously, you could do a small Digitone module, use the same buttons but in a URAC module form. I wouldn't even care if it was 38 HP, 42 HP, and just put it like right here in the case. Give me like a URAC sequencer that's based on the URAC, based on the electron modules. Game over, seriously. I just don't understand. I just got your message there, Isaac. Thank you. I might take you up on that. I do have the Boards of Canada one in there, which is what I'm currently using. All right, let's do something here with the clouds. Because literally all we're listening to right now is the Digitone. Literally nothing else. If I just play this. Like, absolute dreamboat of a thing. So deep. All right. Let's quantize that first, I think. Where's my quantize page? I always forget. I know exactly where it is on the... I know exactly where it is on the on the DigiTac, but on the Digitone it always confuses me. Surely it's under the trig menu, isn't it? Filter, velocity, octave. Oh, maybe I'm wrong. Where is it? I'm going to move those two notes over. No, they're fine. Fuck it. All right. Let's go turn on beads. nothing touches it. It's the best. Let's make the density a bit more random. So I don't know, Isaac, if you had played around with your beads much since we last spoke. But let's go through it a little bit. So I'm just going to stop this sequence for a little bit. Well, at least mute it. And I'm going to get my OP1 to run directly into... My microphone. Oh, my microphone's on. Okay, I'll get to what I was saying there in a minute then. Hello. Hello. Ah, this is too good. It's very Pink Floyd energy. So I have frozen flat in that. I mean, low-key kind of into that beat. So I've captured that via beads. And I have it clocked via my, like, door. No, not door. My, like, case clock by PAMS. Check out that. That's wild. It's just so wild. Okay, Halo. Let's just try sequencing that pitch. Let's just give it a go. Actually, first thing I probably should do is consider tuning that. I'm just seeing if we can. Tuner. Let's go to here. Into there. What note is it? It's an A. It's hitting relatively a C with my pitchy ass voice. So I'm going to plug that back into here. And then I'm going to then I'm going to sequence that pitch wise via Ornaments and Crime. All right, let's run that into, I think it's this nut. Kind of happy with my, like, that live sampling of being able to just go straight into beads. Random voice into beads and we up that. Now if I pull back the wet and dry of that, my usual I'll be able to let my usual diggy tone sequence come through. Are you using the attend new randomizers or just set where you like it? Okay, great question. So to access the volts per octave mode, you need to use the attend new randomizer that's connected to the pitch knob all the way to the right hand side. Then next to it, I have it a little bit to the right. Let's totally randomize the shape. Yeah, I'm into randomizing that shape. I think that sounds lovely. All right, so then up next we can look at the size. So I have my density quite low. So let's randomize this size. So it's little plucks and... Probably should have hit record on Ableton, eh? Might do that now. Showing a little bit of plumber's crack there, my apologies. I hope not. And then I could attenuate the time, but the whole recording in that buffer wasn't actually me singing, so it might cut it out. Let's give it a try. Thank you. To me, that's just so crazy how much the Digitone's already brought by one small tiny sequence and just that voice sample from the OP1. Crazy. And that means that now I can actually go into my OP1 and play a couple of things too if I want to. Let's choose a different preset. Oh, hello. I actually thought that you were my friend Brett. Because Mugen, I thought maybe Muduck was his alter ego. I don't know, it's just a bit more. I got performance stuff going on. I can like play my OP1, which is awesome, while my voice is doing its thing. I'm going to change the octaves of my Ornament and Crime. Just going to be careful because it's also sequencing something else. Maybe I can just create its own melodic sequence. Let's do that. Because I still have another sequence on my Renee Mark II that I can use. So for this, I'm going to choose. All right, I'm going to send it a clock from Mutant Brain. Sending it clock to the Y input. Cool. So I'm going to go into the green mode now. And I'm going to go across to my access page. Let's just make it a 4-note sequence for now. There we are. Too close to my friend's nickname, Muckduck. Mr. I might say actual last name on here. Mr. Kithers. I'm actually planning on doing one of these things live. I've been talking to the guys down at... I literally played there a few weeks ago. What was the name of that place? At High Note, I was talking to those guys and I was talking about wanting to do one of these shows there. And they were pretty keen. I'm seriously running out of... I am running out of short cables. Alright, so sequencer into my quantizer, my CV quantizer. Do I need to use one of those on it? No, it has its own within it. I just prefer to have the performability of not having to worry about it. Wonderful. Alright, so the gate's now triggering that. Let's make the second channel of my Ornaments and Crime in the correct key. D sharp minor. Cool. So that means I'm going to change that cable into the output of the second quantizer. All right. Now we should get my voice back in a second. which is exactly what I wanted. I just wanted it to be a little bit less chipmunk. I'm gonna have to change that seed, which is that clock output. I'm gonna change that. I'll keep it there. But I'm gonna use a clock output from the mutant brain. Too short. I know that there's a middle ground length of cables that I am clearly missing, unfortunately. All right, let's send that clock into the beads. Just letting my partner know that I'm going for lunch soon. Maybe I should make that plucking more common, more often. Let's go with like a super... Oh. Patch cable. Let's go with like a super often seeding. And then I can actually hear what the pitches are for the melody. Make this into plucking only. Oh. That voice will come back whenever it's ready. Cool, just a bit of a random melody. But it is going to find like repetitions eventually. Let's bring back the diggy tone. I just can't believe how good that voice sounds. That was like such a random thing. All right, I'm gonna wrap this up in a sec. Let's just go through everything I have so far. I really want to have something to eat. I'm hungry. Awesome. And I also want to go play some Call of Duty with the boys. And then I'll come back to this tonight and practice for tomorrow. Let's do a little performance of it, eh? Thank you for watching the first ever live stream of PatchPod. Thank you.
Thank you.